There is a new story waiting for our voice. It is the story of human possibility, of what people are capable of when we come together. Many of us carry this story inside, but are afraid to speak it. We tell ourselves we're crazy, but in fact, we represent the new sanity, the ideas and practices that can create a future worth living. Meg Wheatley. The most significant gift our species brings to the world is our capacity to think. The most significant danger our species brings to the world is our inability to think with those who think differently. I've been writing this book for 40 years. It has formed and reformed itself into 13 other books. It has moved with me from house to house in Manila folders, from the lake shores of Vermont to the mountains of Utah, to the foothills of California, and now to the side of a volcano in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It was in my mind and heart when I was 20, teaching children who were labeled as having learning disabilities in the migrant labor camps of Florida. It came back when I was in private practice as a psychotherapist in Norwich, Vermont. It resurfaced when I was training psychologists and social workers on the East Coast, in the Midwest, and on the West Coast. It nagged at me when I was an advisor to CEOs of global corporations. The need to write this book has been driven by what all of us should have been taught and never were: how to access the full range of the unique intelligence that is within us and between us. Now that I am 73 years old, I can only say it is for this I have come. My life has been, in one way or another, about collaboration. This obsession of mine has taken on new importance as it has become clear that to stay competitive in our global economy, we must learn how to think collaboratively and innovatively. But if you have ever sat through a mind-numbing meeting or tried to influence a colleague's view on a project, or had a recurring argument with a family member, or struggled to participate in a community project, you have recognized that most of us actually don't know how to think well together. I have attended endless years of education and professional training. Never once did anyone bring up the subject of learning how to collaborate. We habitually misread people and therefore miscommunicate with them. We blame and belittle one another and ourselves because we have not been trained to notice the effect we have on one another, or to fluidly shift the ways we communicate to accommodate others. We take for granted that intelligence occurs within our own minds. We don't realize that it also occurs between us. What keeps us from communicating effectively is that most of us don't know how to think with people who think differently than we do. In the past decade, neuroscientists have learned some remarkable things about the human mind and brain, things that can directly increase our capacity to relate to others. As these new understandings emerge, we are realizing how deeply we affect other people. We can grow one another's capacity, as well as diminish it. Despite our unending love affair with digital devices, we still crave face-to-face connection with other people. Too often we find ourselves working alone, through our screens, cut off from the regular sources of renewal and inspiration that only collaboration can bring. I began my career as a clinical psychologist and educator with a special fascination with cognitive neuroscience. I was trained to measure intelligence as something static, a noun, a thing, like a cup. The experts told me that some of us are born smart, with a big cup, and others not so smart, with a little cup. A teacher's job was to fill that cup, or so I was instructed while mine was being filled in school. I paid for my oh-so-expensive graduate school education by teaching the impossible children that everyone else had given up on. I never questioned the size of their cups. Each and every one of them taught me that intelligence is a verb, not a noun. As with tending a garden, it requires cultivation. All that mattered to me was discovering how they were smart. Only then Could I help them bring that capacity to the challenges they faced?